Well, it's the 8th of September 2017 in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet host, saying thank you for joining me for the webcast. How about it? Fantastic weather things, huh? Look at this. Never in the history, man, never in the history, in recorded history, have these young men been able to track this thing that's tearing into the Irma. That's what they call her. She made a landfall in Cuba and tore up some of the islands over there and messed up the industry, devastated people's lives, tore up everything. People lost everything. Now it looks like most of the state of Florida is being evacuated because of when this thing hits landfall. The beach, the famous Miami Beach Strip. God only knows what's going to be left of it. Let's talk about that a little bit. And I want to apologize for this. There's a technical difficulty. You hear that thing right there in the background? I'm sorry about that. I don't know where that's coming from. I think it's coming from somewhere within my computer. But anyhow, I apologize. What do you think about that? We're living in wonderful times here these days. Not perilous times, wonderful times. Times when just basically we can look out there and see some things happening to us that we never thought that we would live to see. I'm telling you, this is apocalyptic stuff here. This is stuff that would really make you get right back in that Bible and look at some of those prophetic events that the Bible told us about. And, you know, there will be wars and rumors of war. Look at the North Koreans. Look at the threat of them taking out Guam, South Korea, or even sending a missile over here to the California state. Oh, my gosh. Living in terror. Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things that are coming upon them on this planet. I'm telling you, we are living in times that are quite strange and quite different. And I want to tell you that as for me, they're exciting times. But it saddens my heart too, because I know people are gonna lose everything. Most of these people are losing everything. And that's a sad situation. Very sad. I mean, when the catastrophe comes on this end, you know, and I think that it's already starting to wiggle its way up, because Mexico today had, what was that, an 8.5 earthquakes? He said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and then Jesus said there would be earthquakes in various places that would wreak terror in the hearts of men. You know what? And I believe that men today are just as men were back in the days of Noah. I really believe that. I really believe that men's hearts are just wicked these days. And I was sitting here thinking about that, sitting here thinking about me, sitting here, well, what am I going to do? Could have gone out, been with a few friends. I understand my daughter may even be in town tonight. I'm not sure. But whatever the case may be, I am here. And I am thinking about this world that I'm living in. My fellow citizens that are suffering on the eastern end of the country because of these weather things that are coming on us. And it's kind of wild, because if I really take a look at it, And I mean, you can just go to any of the networks and see the size of this thing. What is it? Wider than the state of Florida? What? The eye of the hurricane is 35 miles wide. My goodness. That's a huge weather pattern. And moving at, what did they say? Anything over 100 miles an hour has to be dangerous. This is God, friends. And, you know, you may not want to admit it yet. You may, you know, want to stick to your stubborn high horse. This is my God giving the payback for some mess. And you know what, my fellow countrymen, we're going to be experiencing more of this. I told you that it was going to get turned up. And what is amazing to me is in those sermons that I preached so many years ago, that's all over YouTube. You can go there, John Cole, 1, 2, 3, 4. Look at me. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm the only real preacher you're going to listen to, because the rest of them out there, and God only knows what's happening to my computer. This thing is so old, it's about ready to blow up or whatever. But whatever the case may be, perilous times are upon us. How are you handling it? Where are all those people going? My goodness, man, they're selling airline tickets for $1,000 and more. People trying to get out of that state. I was talking with one of the young men here, and I asked him, do you know what's in Key West? Do you know what's down there? They have no idea. A lot of the millennials, they don't know. I said, oh, you guys don't know what's down there, who's down there? I said, that is where the people that retire, that have done well in this life, they retire, and that's where they spend their retirement money, living in luxury, in resort living, and just, yes. Some children went down there and got their white-headed mother. They didn't want her down there. Gonna fly her to a state where they are until this thing boils over. It must be nice when you have money and you can do that, because there's a heck of a lot of people that's not leaving, that they have to go into the shelters. And they say that the shelters are pretty secure and that they have enough for everybody. That was wise, attempting to get into the shelter before tomorrow. Because, you see, once Irma starts busting the walls down again, and you know, and that's what I'm talking about, coming back up through that same region, but now taking out Florida. It did a little bit of Louisiana and and Texas, now Florida. Interesting. I don't know why God chose those southern states. Some African Americans would say, well, it's paying them back for choking out all these black men. I don't think that God plays a vindictive game like that with human beings. I really don't. And that's childish. I just think that it was time. It's time for America to be judged by God. It's time. Weird, it sounds like a bug or something. Listen, you hear that? My goodness. Well, now, let me share something with you. Since I believe that God is behind all of this, all of us need to be leery about our prayers and about our own lives, and as to how we are living. Because I believe that God is speaking very plain to us that he is not pleased with how we are living in this country. He's not pleased with our attitudes towards him, our disposition towards one another, or any of it. He's not pleased with it. And since he's not pleased with it, either, you know, it goes to another conversation that I had with someone today about someone that says that they don't believe in God. And I said, yeah, God has a way of bringing a person to the point to believe in him. And he usually uses some kind of infliction, some kind of pain, some kind of, that is the nature of God. Looking at some of the shenanigans with President Trump and the Republican Party, he's at odds with them, and what does that mean? How's the threat of nuclear attack from North Korea? Oh, this is really bad. It's very difficult for me to do a webcast and to concentrate with these very weird sounds coming over my computer for the first time. I have never, ever heard these sounds. I don't know what they hear that. I don't know what they are. But it is very annoying. I'm gonna try to cut this thing short, and because I can't think properly when those kinds of things happen. So let me cut this short, and then let me come back to you. And if I figure out this madness, I'll make another one or add on to this one. Is that fair enough? Okay, hang tight. Hope to be back soon.